Hardcore Henry finds itself at a crossroads of sorts. It's an action film which comes out at a time in which the 3D and video game industries, or I guess 3D technology and video game industries, are really driving the action movie genre in a way that the film industry has been replicating for a long time. Even the most recent blockbuster smash sort of Deadpool, which was a Marvel comic, really deconstructed to an extent the action movie genre and the superhero genre, and also integrated a lot of video game sort of devices. There's the bullet time Max Payne sort of frozen Matrix like sort of shooting sequences, and then here Hardcore Henry doesn't even pretend to have a script that's any more developed than your standard sort of first person shooter video game. And so the game itself, or the movie itself, tends to be just one exercise in the main character who you're viewing through the main character's eyes. Is it just really a bunch of guns being picked up and people being shot in a cartoonish way that never would happen in real life, but of course in the in first-person shooters. And there is a secondary interest here, which it sort of calls out to David Cronenberg's Existence, a sort of a video game analog predecessor from the 90s. But here what we see is playing around with the avatars that people inhabit when they play video games, which of course are always dying, and the new life sort of new guy, which is the equivalent of a new ball and pinball for a different generation. But those avatars, as they get played out, this character, who is played by Charlton Copley, looking a lot like Christopher Bale, he ends up being a guy who, spoiler alert, has been paralyzed, and it creates these ability to hop in and out of avatars. So you can sort of draw the metaphor that the person who plays video games is sort of paralyzed physically or emotionally, and obtains all their visceral thrills and specifically sexual acts as the character in the movie uses his avatars to go out and have lots of sex and shoot people, which is really the teenage male fantasy that is played to by first-person shooters. The concern in the film is the action sequences are impressive, and they use GoPro cameras. Is much like Cloverfield, J.J. Abrams' early handheld camera film. Really what we have here is a sort of another Blair Witch take on handheld cameras, or first person, in this case not horror films, but action movies. And what the concern is that you start to become numb even while you're watching it. Of course, one of the complaints about first person shooters is that they numb the people who play them to the acts of violence themselves. But in this case, it happens so rapidly that by the end of the first 10 minutes of the film, you've become numb to the actions of the main character, which is one of the complaints about superhero movies, is that there's nothing at stake if the main character can't die. And although the visceral thrill of watching sort of a new stab at narrative filmmaking, which is to say putting you in the position of the main character, which has been done before, but in this case is done just a little bit worse than playing a video game would do anyway, or than reading a book, for example, like a Choose Your Own Adventure book. So what we have here is a movie that already seems dated by the time it ends, and although is clever and expertly shot, is devoid of any soul, and really leaves you feeling like you've just watched somebody else play video games for 2 hours. And anybody who has been sitting there waiting for their turn to play video games knows how much fun it is to just watch somebody else play. So, yeah, that's the film, I guess, if you can call it a film.